This is Parashuram Betta.
Parashuram
Betta.
That is
Parashuram Betta.
Betta. That where he used to stay?
Yeah, there's to go.
Yeah, we'll go up there. This is Gadatirtha.
This is Gadatirtha.
And it is located towards the north, very close to the hillock of Lord Parashuram. It emerged through the blow of the Gada. Gada, there's a club. That's why it's called Gadatirtha, Kumodaki. According to Skanda Purana, a dip in this pond would obliterate the sins accrued for 100 births. The wind god Vayu is the presiding deity for the mace, and he is the divinity for knowledge. So this pond bestows knowledge. And the quote here is, Varunyam Dishidevena Bharagavena Mahatmana Gadaghatena Janitam Gadatirtam Param Shubham Tatra Snanat Vinashetu Sata Jan Marjitam Tvagham. Towards the west of Pajaka, the sacred Gadatirtha was created in a rock by Lord Parashuram through a mighty strike of his mace. The sins accumulated over hundreds of births would be eradicated if one takes a dip in this pond. Hare Krishna. Parashuratirtha, Danutirtha, Gadatirtha, and Banatirtha are four holy ponds around Pajaka. There are four sacred ponds created by Lord Parashuram through his weapons. Parashu, axe, Danu, bow, Gada, mace, Bana, the arrow. And just as these weapons destroy the adversaries, these ponds manifest through them to destroy sins. Skanda Purana says that those who take a holy dip in these ponds and see Goddess Durga on a single day will be best with the benefit of going around the world, the benefit of taking a dip in all the sacred rivers, fulfilling all desires, and finally the attainment of Sri Hari's world. And Sampradaya Padati extols that if on the same day one also worships the foot imprints of Madhava, one is doubly best. When a devotee performs all these rituals, the benefit he earns will be more than a holy dip undertaken to three pilgrim saints, Kashi, Gaya, and Prayag. The main reason this place, Pajaka, got its name because of the receives the water from these four ponds. This is Durga Devi's temple. And according to what they say, when Bhagavatam, when Vasudev took Krishna to Vrindavan and he brought back Yogamaya, was Krishna's sister, and then Kamsa tried to kill her, but then she rose up in the air, and then is described that in different places she's known by different names. So this is one of the places that she came. And so she came here, that's why they say that this is the only one temple of its kind. What Durga Devi they said called it?
Kali.
So this is actually Yogamaya Durga Devi. Very, very beautiful, very peaceful, very quiet.
Clean.
Hare Krishna. Banatirtha is the pond that came in the rock on the other side of Vamangiri. Oh yes, the hill is called Vamangiri because it looks like a Vimana. So if you want to know what a Vimana, what Durga Devi is on, is a Vimana. Actually, let me just, Vamangiri 14. As this hill looks like a heavenly car from a distance, it came to be known as Vimangiri. Its greatness is that there is a manifestation of Goddess Durga, who was especially anointed by Lord Parashuram himself. In other words, Lord Parashuram installed her. In Bhagavata, there's a reference that both Lord Krishna and Goddess Durga incarnated in the middle of midnight of the same day, Ashtami of Hindu Almanac. It is also pregnant with meanings that these two divinities who incarnated themselves at Udupi and Vimangiri, two places which are not far from each other. So, in other words, Krishna is in Udupi, and here is Durga Devi. In Skanda Purana, it is mentioned that climbing this hill is equivalent to proceeding towards Vaikuntha, Shambihari. And Banatirtha, it appeared in the middle of a rock on the other side of Bhimangiri, which is opposite to Parashuram Hill. The pond is believed to have been created by the arrow of Lord Parashuram. So Parashuram shot his arrow in here. Vayudeva is the presiding deity for arrow, as he is the ruling deity for knowledge and bliss. This pond delivers these two attributes to devotees. And here is the Sanskrit. Somena palitayam tu dishi paschan mahatmana arda chandra kritirbana kshipto ramena bhutale prapya bhogavatim sadyo gangamadya chabhyagat bana tirtam tadad bhavat sarva tirtamayam kshito bana tirte nanasnatva gyanananda palam brajet. Lord Parashuram created a pond in the rock towards the north of Pajaka through his crescent-shaped arrow. It came to be known as the one containing all the holy waters. A dip in this pond would bring knowledge and happiness. It appears that a demon by the name Maniman was scheming to bite Madhava at a spot on the huge ground-level boulder near Vamangiri when he was coming down from the hill. Once he even bit him, but the child Madhava was not hurt at all. But on the other hand, he trampled on him and killed the demon with his toe. Its relics can be seen even today. This is the remnants. He was in the form of a snake. This episode is mentioned in the Sampradaya Padati and in Su Madhavijaya. It's worth noting that even the local villagers introduced this spot in the background of this episode. More recently, a canopy has been erected at this spot, and figurines depicting the three incarnations of the wind god have been sculpted. See there, Hanuman, Bhima, and Madhava. And then here he's standing on the snake. See, this is where we are, and then this is the day. First place is the deity, which Vasudev, that was his original name, Madhavacharya's father worshipped, and then this is Vasudev Kund that he created. And then this is the place where he liquidated the debt. And from here, and then this is the tree that he planted. And then there's back here, I think this is where his footprint is. And I'm not sure what this is. I can't read it. And then this was, what was over here? There was another deity that we went to see. Anyway, let's go in. Then because his mother was always concerned that he was going so distant to all of these different places, then Madhavacharya said, okay, I will bring all those holy waters over here. So then he made this little kund, and very, very clean water, very tempting to go in and swim. Hare Krishna. And then over here is where this debt was liquidated, and over there, or is this, yes, this other tree that he planted. And then here was where Madhavacharya's father, he bought cow, but he couldn't pay for it. So then we stand here. He couldn't pay for it, so he went in hiding in the house when the man came who wanted it paid. But then he just gave him the tamarind seeds. The man came and Madhavacharya gave him a bag of tamarind seeds, and he says, this will pay. And when he got home, then the tamarind seeds had turned into gold. And everyone was amazed. How did that all happen? And this is the original tree. Then once Madhavacharya was walking with his father, and he was saying that I will start a new Vaishnav Sampradaya and Vaishnav teachings. And his father was just thought it was entertaining, laughing at him. So he was walking with a stick, and he said, for you to start the new Vaishnav Sampradaya is as likely as that stick becoming a tree. So Madhava stuck that stick in the ground, and it became this tree next day, the same original tree that's there.
Then the things over there, and I'm not sure what that is. Okay. I think maybe that. No, we didn't go there before. But it was on the map. And then also, his footprints are here, because he jumped from Durga Devi from the top, and he jumped here
when his mother called. Oh, look. That's one of the tears. Wow. Then his mother went away, and she had a pot of yogurt and a pot of milk, and she said, just keep an eye on these animals. And his friends came and wanted to play, so he brought in these two stones, and he put the stone on the top, and he went off to play. I can't imagine what happens to the pots. He put this stone, I calculated it weighs a ton. So you put on a clay pot, you put this, what happens to it? Here's the place, footprints. Once Mother Vedavati called boy Vasudev for meal. At that time Vasudev was worshipping Mother Durga Devi on Vimangiri. After killing the serpent Manimata with his big toe, On hearing mother's call, he jumped from the top of the hill onto a big rock near his house. There came out footprints of the small boy's foot on the rock. Later, Vadiraj Swami erected a small temple in the same place and installed Madhavacharya's idol. This Sri Madhavacharya Gudi is situated near the place where his house was. So this was, and the footprints in there, and that's a little deity of Madhavacharya. Hare Krishna. So this is Parashutirtha. It emerged in a rocky hill in a big boulder through the axe at a village called Bela, located about 3 kilometers from Pajaka towards the east. I have to sit somewhere. It's so hot even here. There is a temple of Gopal Krishna near this pond. This is Gopal Krishna temple. According to Falashruti in Skanda Purana, a dip in this pond means to eradicate the great sins and the 3 types of indebtedness. Goddess Durga is the ruling deity for the weapon axe. She is also the controlling deity for ignorance, again. Therefore, this pond can be termed as the terminator of ignorance. And it says here, Parashvadhi in the Bhagavan, Shila Madhyam Dadaraha, Purvasyam Dishitatrasit, Tirtam Tanamakam Shubham, Tatrayasnati Manujo, Muchate Charinatrayat, Mahapata Kajandoshan, Vyapohati Nasamshaya. Lord Parashuram cleaved a rock with his axe at a place lying towards east from Pajaka. As a result, a pond was created there. A mortal who bathes in this pond shall be liberated from the evils of the 3 types of indebtedness and of the great sins. Okay, Shambhihari Das, the only thing you have to do now is venture out there on that super hot thing and bring us some water. Yes, they say you keep the best for last. Uh-huh. This was really really the best, or the most, well, they're all wonderful, but it's very extraordinary. We it took a long time. It's very far away from everything else. And so this was Dhanushtirtha. Dhanu means the bow, and we're in the middle of nowhere, and then there's this mountain, stone mountain, that has a very steep step to it. You can see the pictures. And on top of the mountain, there's, in the middle of the stone, there's a lake. Where the water comes from, don't ask me. And there's not much runoff around here. This water is very, very spiritual. And here it says, this pond is located towards the south of Pajaka at a distance of about 6 kilometers. Maybe as the bird flies, there's 6 kilometers. Or as eight. And more jumping, as Madhavacharya is jumping in a monolithic hillock. Yes. It is believed to have emerged through the Saranga bow of Lord Parashuram. It is necessary that one must walk for a certain distance to reach it. Its beneficial effect is that a dip in this pond would beget sadgati, especially those who die in armed conflict. Sadgati, you would reach the transcendental destination. Goddess Saraswati is the presiding deity for Saranga. As Saraswati is the goddess of learning, this pond bestows learning and education. Anyway, we went in and we swam. Well, we didn't figure out the problem that once we got in, we couldn't get out, or at least it wasn't a one-man job. I had to get on Shambhihari's shoulders, and Shunil, our driver, had to pull me out, and then the two of us had to pull Shambhihari out before he was going to be eaten alive by the frogs. And here it says, yam yam dishi charamena stapitam chapa madbutam danushtirtam tato yage prabhava jagadad tishu shastragatam ritanam cha gatishtartan samshaya. This is from the Skanda Purana, which means the pond emerged through the Saranga bow of Lord Parashuram. A dip in this pond eradicates the sin of death owing to different weapons. Hare Krishna. That's the end of our parikrama. And now we're going to go somewhere and take prasadam. Hare Krishna.